On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us every Monday at the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate that. Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be with you.
So, Guy, the crypto collapse, that seems to be the talk of the day. What happened? What's going on?
Yeah, the big news in the crypto world. What happened last week is prices absolutely collapsed from a high of 125,000 down to 85,000. And one of the things that really made things worse is people in crypto world got involved in leverage purchases, 2x, 5x, 100x, meaning if things went up, you were going to get a really amplified gain, but if they went down, you would be sold out at a loss. And literally $19 billion of crypto investments were liquidated out. And so people that had leveraged investments put up their margin account in gains that they'd accumulated through the years, lost all their money. And the problem with crypto is it's called an asset class, but it's real. There's nothing there. So there is no backstop. You know, if a company stock goes down, you know, imagine, you know, Walmart stock goes down. Well, they still have stores. They still have inventory. They still have earnings. So you can recalibrate based on what's underneath. For crypto, there's nothing underneath. And the only reason it's valuable is because somebody says that they want to buy it. And when the tide starts running the other direction and all the leveraged trades get wiped out, people literally lose all their investments. So these people that were liquidated out, they're just done. I mean, money is gone. Whatever net worth that you had in crypto has disappeared. And no, I hate to be the I told you so, but you and I talked about this. There was a company mm-hmm. called Strategy. And they bought crypto assets. They would sell stock and buy crypto. The problem is Strategy was selling stock and buying crypto, but the stock value was greater than the value of the crypto. And the company only had one business, buying crypto. So essentially, you were buying, you know, a sack full of pennies, 100 pennies for $1.50. And then they would sell more stock at $1.50, buy another sack full of pennies. And you're literally paying more than what the company had. And there's nothing else to the company. There are no earnings. They also issued preferred stock, which they have to pay a dividend on. And so Strategy Corp had people investing money that were guaranteed to lose. And you and I talked about it. It just made no sense. And I hope that our listeners got out of that, because now Strategy is back trading below the asset value of the crypto that they own, which is where it should be. I mean, whether crypto is valuable or not, you certainly don't want to pay $1.10 or $1.20 for a dollar's worth of crypto, which is where things were. the challenge for a company like Strategy is they have $7 billion of preferred stock outstanding. They have a dividend due of $700 million. The only way they can pay that dividend is to sell either new stock or sell some of the Bitcoin they own, which will push the value down. So these are the things that push things the wrong direction. And, you know, it's even worse in some of the alternate coins. There are 20,000 different crypto assets out there, and I'm using that word asset, crypto coins. A lot of them have essentially no value. And I think we've talked about back in the day when people were buying the these images, the Bored Ape images, and paying significant money to say that you owned the copyright on a certain image, which you couldn't use to put on T-shirts, you couldn't use for anything. You owned it, and supposedly you could sell it to other people. Well, the danger with crypto is if people don't want it, there's literally there's nowhere to go. It can't be used to pay taxes, and there is no backstop of value if people don't want to buy cryptocurrency in the future.
So, Guy, when this slide starts to take effect, what actually stops it? I mean, what are the ingredients where you said it started out at 125,000, now it's down to 80. Why would it stop, knowing that there's nothing there?
It's an interesting question, and there's this whole science in economics of behavioral economics. One of the things that can stop it is what behavioral economists call the anchoring effect, where people say, well, it used to be worth $126,000, $125,000, and now it's $85,000, $86,000. You know, it must be a bargain now because it was worth that then, and it at some point might go back there. So people psychologically remember the high price. And so it's possible that people will buy in just because of this anchoring effect. But particularly for the other coins that are lesser known, there is no reason in the world they can't go to zero, because if somebody doesn't want it and you can't sell it, there's literally no value there. So other than the anchoring effect, the psychology of it, you know, this could go to zero because there's no backstop ultimately. There are no assets underneath. There's no earning power. And, you know, it's the sort of thing that doesn't pay interest. So you're not accumulating anything if you can't sell it for more than you paid for it. And so that's one of the things that's challenging for people that have invested in this is, you know, there just may not be the next greater fool.
So obviously, as this did slide, there were people there willing to buy, right? I mean, there was still this desire, and that's what you're talking about with this anchoring effect, feeling like, well, maybe, you know, this is a low at now at this point, and it's going to go back up, so I'll buy. How many times do you go? Well, I mean, you go through these cycles all the time with stocks, so I guess it doesn't ever really, that anchoring effect thing doesn't ever really go away because they still believe in the investment.
It doesn't, but the difference with a stock is that underneath a stock, there's something. If it's a retail company, you have stores, you have a brand name. If it's a manufacturing company, you have plants. You know, if it's an oil company, you have oil wells. There's ultimately nothing underneath crypto. You know, crypto was invented.
But we've been saying this for years, and it's still, you know, it's still at crazy numbers.
Yeah, no, it is. And I mean, these numbers don't make economic sense. There is no guarantee that it will stay here. It could easily drop, you know, to 50,000, to 10,000, to zero if there's no demand. And also the other challenge with crypto is if there is some sort of a black swan event where people get nervous and want liquidity, there's no ultimate liquidity. You know, with U.S. Treasuries, there's always a market. You can use treasuries for all sorts of things. You can borrow against them. You can, you know, sell them to pay taxes. But for crypto, there is no ultimate buyer. So there's not a Federal Reserve that will step in and buy as a buyer of last resort. And that's one of the dangerous things, because crypto is not really domiciled anywhere. There's no country that deeply cares. So it is entirely possible that you could have an investment that goes to zero and there no backstop.
Yeah, I've never wrapped my head around it, and I still can't wrap my head around it after all this period of time. To invest in something where there's nothing there, right?
Yeah.
It's just
now the one exception, there is what's called a stable coin, and the stable coins have U.S. treasuries behind them, but you have to be very, very careful and make sure whose stable coin that you've bought, because those should trade dollar for dollar with the U.S. dollar. And the idea with a stable coin is it's something you can trade 24 hours a day that always trades on par with the dollar. It's always backed up by treasury investments. But the disadvantage, even a stable coin, you don't get any interest. So it doesn't make logical sense to buy that as opposed to just buying a money market fund that's invested in U.S. treasuries, where you have the same collateral, but you actually earn interest. But I mean, that at least can't go to zero, because they can always liquidate out the investments and pay people out. But for the Ethereum, for Bitcoin, for Dogecoin, and remember, Doge was invented as a joke. They were just playing and making up funny names, and then it became a traded coin. And that's why it's hard to wrap your mind around it, because it doesn't make logical sense. You know, this will look like the tulip frenzy, where, you know, back in the 1800s, people were paying tens of thousands of dollars for unique tulip bulbs and thinking that value would go up forever. And then the market crashed, and ultimately they were only worth what you would expect for flowers, a few pennies a bulb.
Right. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, we'll talk about the jobs report and the implications for a December interest rate cut, that and more when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, the jobs report, otherwise known as JOLT, came out. What does it reveal, and what does it mean about our December open market committee meeting?
You know, it's interesting. Before the jobs report came out and before Friday, the odds were 50-50 that the Fed would leave rates alone. And that was you know, sort of a growing consensus that, you know, maybe things are okay. Maybe we're close to the neutral rate. Inflation is still at 3%. And there was nervousness about the jobs market. So the jobs report came out, and it was much stronger than anticipated. 119,000 new jobs, so positive number. And you would expect that that would result in people saying, okay, well, if employment's strong, then maybe we don't need to worry about cutting interest rates in December. So before the jobs report, 50-50 odds of a cut. After a strong jobs report, the odds switched to 80-20 that the Fed would cut. So you wonder, okay, what in the world is going on? Well, underneath that, there were some revisions. The July numbers were revised from 79,000 positive to just 72,000. The August numbers from 22,000 positive to 4 negative. And then a person that most people don't know about, John Williams, chairman of the New York Fed, did a speech on Friday saying, you know, we really are trying to get to the neutral rate. We don't think that we're there yet. That neutral rate will be the one that doesn't stimulate growth, helps us get to inflation, and balances unemployment risk. And after those revisions, and then after John Williams' speech, the odds switched to 80-20 that the Fed would cut rates in December. So a lot of chaos, a lot of sort of counterintuitive things. You would normally not expect with a strong jobs report that the Fed would switch their position and that the traders would anticipate a cut. But now it's literally gone from 50-50 to 80-20 that there will be a December rate cut of another 25 basis points.
Guy, when you look at this from a granular level, so if we go back to, let's just say, May, we've added about 174,000 jobs. Of that number, 157,000 come right out of the healthcare sector. That's about 90%. So the other sectors, most of them, it seems as though they're underperforming, right? More importantly, manufacturing is down, and other sectors are not doing that well either. What does that mean? Is that what's really causing them consternation, concern?
Well, there are a couple of problems with the mix of jobs. The healthcare jobs are derivative jobs, and by that I mean healthcare doesn't create anything in terms of GDP. Now, it's incredibly important, and when you get sick, when you have a heart attack, and you get that open heart surgery that enables you to live another 30 years, that's a big deal. But it doesn't contribute directly. And healthcare comes out of corporate pocketbooks in terms of higher premiums and out of the federal government. So it doesn't grow the economy, and so healthcare jobs, as much as they're in demand, don't really help as much as manufacturing jobs. And you're right to point out, despite all the discussion of manufacturing, in the U.S., our manufacturing jobs are actually slightly down year over year, whereas jobs in food service and entertainment are up. So we're growing jobs in healthcare, which is typically high wage, growing them in food service, which is not high wage, not growing them in manufacturing. So we're getting a bit of an awkward mix. And part of it is the education challenge. You know, we've gotten to the point where we have very few young Americans in technical school, trade school, to become mechanics, to become HVAC, become electricians, a significantly higher number going to four-year colleges. So 20 years ago, you know, we as a country looked and said, well, college graduates tend to earn more. And there was a big emphasis in pushing people to college. So we've reached the point where we're sending too many people to college and too few to skilled trades. And Ford said, look, we could hire 20,000 mechanics if they existed today. I mean, you think about that on a nationwide basis, that would move the needle. But they said they just don't exist, and Ford's having to train their own. So we've got a mismatch of skills that has really affected things. And then, you know, we have time. We want to talk about Louisiana jobs because, like often is the case, we're sort of counter-trending, but in a good way for a change.
Well, before we do, let's talk about wage growth. What did the report reveal there? I mean, when we
wage growth is actually pretty good. Wage growth is 3.8% year over year, which is important because inflation's 3. So that means that, you know, broad average, workers are doing better than inflation, which means standard of living is going up. So that was good news.
So obviously, the higher your wage growth number, the better. But realistically, where would you hope would be the delta between, you know, the wage growth number and inflation?
Usually, the difference is attributed to efficiency because there has to be a reason the worker gets paid more. So when the workers become more efficient, they can be paid more relative to inflation. And that's why, you know, workers today compared to 100 years ago live so much better than they used to. You know, you think about differences of standard of living. Now, essentially, everybody has an air-conditioned home. Everybody has indoor plumbing. Everybody has electricity. Everybody has, you know, electronics. That's because of the increase in efficiency in the American economy. So ideally, you'd like about a 1% positive delta where wage growth is going up 1% higher than inflation. So standards of living are higher. And it's that classic, will the next generation live better than the past generation? And that's what we'd really like to see, is the next generation do better than the past generation.
So let's pivot. Let's talk about Louisiana jobs.
Yeah. You know, for a long time, we had a pretty negative story in Louisiana. We were losing people. We were the only southern state that's not growing. Really good news for Louisiana. For only the second time in history, we have more than 2 million jobs. The last time we had more than 2 million jobs was 2014. So Louisiana is growing, and the state has reversed that out-migration trend. New Orleans is still on the bubble, either slightly negative or zero, but we're hoping that New Orleans will also reverse that. The outlying parishes already have. And you get some interesting names that we don't normally call out. Hammond and Slidell leading the growth. So good for Hammond and Slidell. Monroe, Homa-Thibodeau, and also Alexandria all growing. So very encouraging. State as a whole are growing. They're growing faster than the rest of the state. So that's really good news. And the other thing, and this is the counterfactual part, we're growing manufacturing. The rest of the country is not, but Louisiana is growing manufacturing jobs. And so that's a good thing for us because those tend to be higher paid. They tend to have benefits, health care, retirement, insurance. So really encouraged to see the growth in manufacturing in the state of Louisiana.
There has been, though, difficulty filling those jobs, right? And I'm kind of curious, that's the what. Why is that?
It gets back to a couple of things. Louisiana schools for years ranked either 49 or 50. And today's manufacturing jobs are not just tightening bolts. Today's manufacturing jobs involve using computers, using highly sophisticated equipment. So you need a smarter worker and a better trained worker, and we didn't have that. Now, once again, good news for Louisiana. Last year, our education achievement went up faster than any other states. Now, it's not wonderful, but we're now 34 out of 50 instead of, you know, fighting for 49 and 50. So that's a big positive change, because if you're not functionally literate, you can't do today's manufacturing jobs. So for years, we didn't train people well enough, and our students didn't have the skills to do these jobs. So we had to import people from other states. So that's one of the reasons our population's growing, is we have new jobs, new skills are needed. We're bringing in people from other states. And really, there's nothing wrong with that, because you're bringing in wage earners. They're going to push for higher education. Cade Brumley and our group are really pushing the education standards, so we're preparing people better. And our community colleges like Nunez and Delgado are doing a super job in connecting needs to employment. And so students are getting actual practical skills. But we don't have enough people that can do the jobs. And, you know, the folks at Ochsner and the folks at LCMC will tell you they don't have anywhere near the number of nurses they need. And they would desperately like to hire more nurses, and they're just not available. So schools like Holy Cross that have a nursing program are gearing up to supply more nurses, and that's an important thing. In the meantime, we're going to have to import them from elsewhere.
And that's across the country. That's not unique to Louisiana, right?
It is not. And, I mean, this is one of those cases where I would appeal to our folks in D.C. You know, for years, we imported nurses from the Philippines, and I don't know why the Philippines produces so many nurses, but I would be willing to grant some skilled worker visas to help alleviate the shortages. It's not going to stop any American nurse from getting a job, but it'll help and keep healthcare costs from going up so rapidly because of the need. Right now, when you don't have enough nurses, you have to get outside companies that charge you a premium for the nursing staffing companies, and you have to pay a lot of overtime to your existing staff. So there's room for improvement if we can temporarily get some skilled people in here and also ramp up the training. And in part of that is the nature of, I was just going to say, it's the nature of aging. You know, as we get older, you know, we're all going to get sicker than we were in our 20s. So we just naturally need more nurses.
What drives me crazy about, you know, all of this, whether it be the H-1B visa program or whatever other, you know, work permit programs that we offer, we never get to the root cause of the problem, right? We know this is not going away. We know that the healthcare economy is going to be there. We know that we're an aging population. I just get the sense sometimes we're looking for the quick fix. We get the quick fix, and we still avoid the root cause problem. We never address it. And I don't know what it is. I would love to know what it is. But, you know, we never get there. I mean, because these nursing jobs, they're not easy. They're hard, but they're high paying.
Yeah, and to give you an example of the range of difficulty, it's two times, the demand for nurses is two times higher than the next highest job category. So, yeah, it's something we've talked about for a long time. I think it needs to be an all-of-the-above strategy. We need to import some skilled people from overseas. We need to increase the capacity of our schools. We need to encourage people that have those potential skills to go into this field, because it's a good, high-paid field, a lot of satisfaction in doing a great job. And we just haven't focused hard enough on all the different levers that we need to pull to make this work.
Are we still feeling, you know, the ills of during the pandemic, and a lot of people moved home and were working from their homes, and, you know, there was a creation of almost like these new economies that you could make pretty serious money from working at home, and we don't really have a desire to go to a place and go to a process and have to work in that process in order to make our income. You see the same with manufacturing. I mean, these manufacturing jobs, the benefits are off the rails good, but you actually have to get up and go to a place, right, and work in that place for 8 to 12 hours a day, that there's not a desire to do that any longer.
Well, there isn't if you have options. And I think one of the things that came out of COVID is people realized there are a certain number of folks that have a skill set that will allow them to work from home. And for a fair number of folks, that is really attractive. And when you get to jobs like manufacturing, you can't make the car at your house. You actually have to go to the plant and make it with the other workers. Nursing, there are really two parts. You have to go there. Historically, it had been a mostly female occupation, and a lot of young ladies are saying, you know, if I have a job where I can work at home, it will be more flexible if I want to have kids and a family. But the other part is, during COVID, it was a dangerous job. And, you know, we discount that psychological effect. We had nurses, you know, men, women, but mostly women going to work and knowing they were putting their health at risk for the rest of us. And so, you know, you have to applaud them, you have to encourage them, but it's also sort of understandable why you don't have people lining up to do that. And part of it's going to have to be more training, part of it's going to be better pay, more flexibility, and just a recognition of the challenge that is involved in a job like that.
Yeah, and I mean, when you think about the healthcare economy, we have the same issue relative to allied health. You have the same issue as it relates to physicians. There's shortages all over the country.
And the physicians are actually a federal problem. The federal government limits the number of slots in internships, and that's something that both parties, you know, need to look in the mirror and take the blame for. We have opened almost no new medical schools, but we know we have a tremendous demand for doctors. Fortunately, we're opening a new medical school here in New Orleans with Xavier. So, you know, good news for us. We'll have Tulane, LSU, and now Xavier Medical Schools becoming a medical hub. But the government funds these residencies and internships, and there really needs to be more focus on, we just need more. They need to fund more of those slots to solve the availability problem.
Well, what's interesting is there are not enough slots to accommodate the graduates today. And we know that we're not graduating enough already, right?
I have relatives that have gone through that match process. It's very nerve-wracking. You need to match into a residency program. And, you know, sometimes good people who would make great doctors don't match. And, you know, that really is – That's just a failure of management to not have enough slots for every qualified person. And then you wonder why you have a shortage. Well, that's why it's so hard to get a doctor's appointment. We've curtailed the supply, and it's really unfortunate.
Yeah. It's interesting for sure. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, we'll talk about first mortgage loans. We'll talk about the $2,000 tariff payment and the budget implications as well. Stay with us.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, there's a concept out there, portable first mortgage loans. What is that about and how does it work?
Yeah, this is actually a great proposal. You know, sometimes you hear things from D.C. and you say, that just doesn't work. The 50-year mortgage is one. It's like, no, let's not do that. It doesn't really lower the payment that much. And when you look at the premium for a long term, it doesn't help. But the portable mortgage is a little different. When rates were super low, the lowest that 30-year mortgage rates got was into the high twos. Hard to believe today, 2.65. And people that took out those mortgages are going to hold on to them with a death grip until they're paid off completely. The challenge for the United States is, historically, compared to the rest of the world, we had what's called labor mobility. And what that meant, and you probably remember when we were kids, people would move into town, they'd stay 3 or 4 years, and then they'd move to another city for another job. And it just wasn't uncommon. People would work 3 or 4 years, get another job, better job, move on. And that flexibility helped America. If Boeing was building a lot of planes in Seattle, people would move to Seattle. If the oil economy was booming in Louisiana, a lot of people would move to Louisiana. But with mortgage rates at low rates, people can't move. The administration has come up with something that I think makes a lot of sense. I hope they'll push it through, which is a portable mortgage. And what it means is you want to move, and let's have a move from California to New Orleans for a better job. You've got that 2.65% mortgage. What you do is reapply to a mortgage lender and you substitute collateral. The mortgage lender looks and says, okay, you had a house that was worth California $800,000. You're buying one in New Orleans that weighs, cost the same $800,000. You're getting a lot more square footage. Very nice. We're going to substitute collateral and your mortgage stays the same. Your payments stay the same. You're already 3.5 years in. You're going to be 3.5 years in. And you just do a simple document, a substitution of collateral. Fannie Mae approves it, and now your mortgage is on the new house. Now, you're going to have to make up whatever difference that is between that and the purchase price. But it really would help people to want to move. And some people may want to move for other reasons. They retired, kids are somewhere, and they want to be close to grandchildren. But I think this is something that could be very helpful, and I hope that this will be a reality.
So this is being talked about. How does it actually align with the way that we lend money here? I think is it in place in other countries already?
Although it is in place on commercial loans, and that's that's where the template exists. So banks all over America have commercial borrowers that say, look, I'm selling this warehouse, but I'm buying another one. I just want to substitute collateral. And the lender will look at the collateral that you have, the collateral you're buying. So, yeah, we'll trade. You can trade this for that. Or somebody that has a lot of equipment. You know, I got 20 bulldozers. I want to get rid of four and get six dump trucks. All right, the value is the same. And we do a simple substitution of collateral documents. So in the commercial world, it already exists. And it would be relatively easy in the residential world. Fannie and Freddie would just have to come up with new guidelines for the lenders. And it really wouldn't be that difficult. In the perfect world, you wouldn't even re-underwrite. You would just underwrite the collateral. So you wouldn't have to go back and re-underwrite income, credit bureau, et cetera. You just say, all right, you're current on your loan. You were approved 3 years ago. All we're doing is changing collateral. And if the new collateral matches the old, then you're approved. So if I were writing the bill, that's the way I would write it. And we'll see if that happens. But this is something that's actively being discussed. I think it would really help our labor market in the U.S. and would help people with flexibility, because there are a lot of reasons that people want to move.
Interesting. Let's talk about the proposed $2,000 tariff payment by the Trump administration and the budget implications. I saw this morning Senate Republicans came out and said, we can't afford it.
They're actually right. And the challenge that we have, and look, I understand the imaging, and we just had a mayor's race in New York where the candidate said, I'm going to give lots of free stuff. Now, I wish the media would have deleted free and said taxpayer-funded daycare, taxpayer-funded transit instead of free, because it's not free. And giving everybody a $2,000 tariff rebate is not free. It's funded by other taxpayers. The challenge is the tariff revenue is roughly $300 billion. The cost to do the $2,000 per rebate, and this is for people making $100,000 or less, the least generous program would cost $500 billion. So it is a net negative of $200 billion. So we already have a deficit. We're already spending $2 trillion more than we take in. This would make it worse by $200 billion. And we just went through a government shutdown, and the argument of Team R was the proposal that Team D wants to make, extending COVID area subsidies, would increase the deficit. Well, you can't be concerned about increasing the deficit one day and not concerned the next. And that's why you're seeing a lot of Republicans say, no, this is a bad idea. We actually need to cut government spending, or at the very least freeze it for a number of years until it shrinks as a percent of GDP. We're not being fiscally responsible. And we know that we have a Social Security cliff coming in about 6 years. So anything that increases the deficit is a bad idea right now. We need to look at offsets if we want to do something. So this is one idea that I hope doesn't go anywhere. And I agree with the Republicans that are saying we can't afford it, because we really can't.
No, that is so true. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight, and have a great Thanksgiving week.
Oh, you're very welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, sir. That's Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back after the break. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we'll talk about yesterday. We'll talk about the Lane Kiffin drama. And Thursday, I went to the board meeting of the Lakefront Management Authority to talk about music at West End. Is it going to continue? Well, I'll talk about my my conversation with them. Well, I gave a little talk to the board, and we'll talk about their vote. All that coming up.
All right, Scoot's headed your way, folks. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Monday evening. We'll see you again in the morning.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.